Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Looks like there's a predator on the loose up in Inwood. Three women were attacked yesterday in Inwood Hill Park. Samantha Liebman reports from Inwood this morning. Sam?
Yeah, and Lee, police believe the same man attacked three women within a matter of an hour in broad daylight. It happened in Inwood Hill Park just off Dykeman Street. Nearby residents shocked to see the scene shortly afterwards.
I just came home from work and noticed that there were tons of cop cars.
The first incident just before 11, police say a 34-year-old woman was punched and robbed of her phone, watch, and earphones. Then the attacker ran off. They believe about a half hour later, the same man then threatened to rape a 40-year-old woman walking her dog. A Good Samaritan chased him off. Then just before noon, a woman was knocked unconscious by an object. Police also believe this was an attempted sexual assault. Passersby saw the dog without an owner, then the victim, who was taken to Harlem Hospital. Residents who walked their dogs now worried about their safety.
At 11 a.m. in the morning, I got to go walk my dog before I go to work. Who's thinking, you know, that's going to happen?
Police still looking for the suspect, described as 5'10" and wearing tan shorts. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, in Inwood Hill Park.
Luz B. Gallego was just trying to get on a 7 train at Grand Central last week when somebody came up and for no apparent reason punched her in the back of the head.
She fell on her left arm and she was totally disoriented. She didn't even know anything. She started screaming for help and nobody did help her, so she just went in the train and she called the ambulance from the actual train.
That's her daughter, Viviana Martinez. Her mother suffered a broken arm and a bruised head. Cops have released surveillance video of the attacker now, and we'll have that up at 1010winds.com along with the usual contact information for the cops if you think you know who did this. There was a protest outside the 6th Precinct Station House in Greenwich Village last night. About 25 people were there demanding the firing of a sergeant assigned to that precinct. When a BMW pulled up and the driver honked at the protesters blocking the street, the protesters swarmed the car, so cops say the driver hit the gas. One demonstrator and one cop were hit and suffered minor injuries. Police caught the driver a few blocks away and arrested him for leaving the scene of an accident. They also charged him with reckless endangerment. Some people want more cops in and around Washington Square Park. These people don't. Those are anarchists who showed up at a community board meeting to discuss the matter last night. One called the commander of the local police precinct a racist piece of blank. Also on the agenda last night, permits for live music. This woman argued amplified sound should be allowed without a permit in Washington Square Park.
The city does not freely issue out permits. People go and the permits never get to the people that approve them. They sit and wait for hours. And the people who play music in the park, as much as they're playing it to spread music and joy, they're doing it to make money. If this is their livelihood at stake, can they afford to wait upwards of a year to get a permit, if ever?
But this woman argued that people are trying to get some sleep around there, too.
And the amplified music in this neighborhood has made us all crazy. We all have PTSD. The amplified music 24/7 is so loud that we're losing our minds.
One woman testified that she's lived in the neighborhood for 45 years but no longer walks near the park because she was so disturbed by what she has seen going on in the park. Police say they've got the hit-and-run dirt biker who put a 4-year-old boy in the hospital in Queens. Sources tell 1010 Winds the suspect squealed on himself by putting up a video on TikTok in which he showed off his injuries from the incident in Flushing Meadows, Corona Park. And he blamed the 4-year-old for the accident, telling the camera in Spanish that the parents were also to blame for not paying attention to their son. Somebody saw the video and called the cops. The suspect, 29 years old, believed to be a member of the Trinitarios gang. The mother of the boy who was hit tells CBS2 she doesn't want what happened to her child to happen to anyone else's child.
They need to put more cameras on, like, parks, just in case if, you know, any accidents like this happen with children.
Little Jonathan Beauchamp is still hospitalized in critical but stable condition with head injuries. The Black Bears of New Jersey can breathe a collective sigh of relief this morning. There will be no bear hunt this year. The reason given, the bear management policy required to permit the hunt expired yesterday, and no new policy has been proposed. Governor Murphy promised to end bear hunting in New Jersey when he ran for office back in 2017. The Yankees were ahead, then they fell behind, but they finally got their act together last night, although they waited until the 10th inning to do it, as Mark Renee is here to tell us this morning. Mark?
Yeah, Lee, what was a 5-2 lead after 7 disappeared in the top of the 8th, but Ryan Lamar playing just his second game back with the Yanks after first being called up from the minor leagues in May, delivered an RBI single to finish off the Phillies 6-5.
You know, not many people obviously get a chance to wear the uniform, you know, let alone get a chance to come through and get a walk-off hit. So, thank God for the opportunity. I've been through a lot in this game, and as a lot of people have, but, you know, to have the moments like these, you just try to soak them in, and it keeps you going, honestly.
Lamar helping the Yankees make it 4 straight wins, which also helped the Mets, who now have a 3.5-game division lead after winning 7-0 in Cincinnati. Mark Renee, 1010 Winds Sports.
Update on the runaway bull on Long Island. He did not heed our advice to turn himself in, so now they're trying the oldest trick in the book, a honey pot. A cow in heat named Norma Jean was led into the Shirley Mastic Woods by a woman on horseback in hopes that Norma Jean will entice the bull to come out of hiding. The bull escaped from a halal slaughterhouse. He was last seen Tuesday night. Animal rescuers say if they capture him, he will be taken to a nice sanctuary upstate, not the slaughterhouse. That's the plan, anyway.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.